Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And today, we just needed a movie to get us over the hump of the new year.
Yeah.
So we watched, it's not a cult classic, but it's one of those kind of obscure movies that, like, not everybody's seen and not everybody, like, just can go access it right away. And it's not streaming anywhere.
Interesting.
It's called Let's Go to Prison. It's rated R. It's from 2006. It's 84 minutes long, and it was directed by Bob Odenkirk.
Yep.
It got a whopping 13% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And I read a lot of stuff about that on the internet about Rotten Tomatoes and how...
just how much it sucks.
41 people just really didn't like it.
Listen, this is not a movie made to win awards. It's nope. Not a movie that was made to be good.
Nope.
And it was written for reference by two of the Reno 911 guys.
Yep.
So, if that kind of humor is funny to you, like it is to us, you will love this movie.
You will love it. It is hilarious. And it should be cult movie stuff because it only made 0.6 million dollars.
Right.
It got back its $4 million that it cost to make it, but 0.6 million is what it really made.
Like I said, the critics hated it. 27 on Metascore.
Yep.
And 5.9 out of 10 on IMDb, which I feel is crazy low.
Absolutely. Did they not know what kind of movie they were going to look at when they, you know, when they went to...
I don't know.
When they got the assignment, did they just go there blind and...
I don't know.
On a bad day? Yeah. It was ridiculously stupid and a wonderful waste of an hour and a half.
The plot is when a career criminal's revenge against the judge that continually is sending him to prison is thwarted, he sets his sights on the judge's son. And hilarity ensues.
Yes. Yes, it does.
The cast is Dax Shepard,
mm-hmm.
Will Arnett,
mm-hmm.
Chi McBride,
mm-hmm.
David Koechner, Dylan Baker, Michael Shannon, Amy Hill, David Darlow, Jerry Miner, and Bob Odenkirk. Those are the faces that you recognize.
Right. There were a lot of people in there, but OMG, I thought it was hilarious. It was, you know, when Lex asked me earlier if I liked it, yes, my favorite movie is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Now, what do you think I like? You know? Don't even think about it. It was hilarious. And I'm sure, just like what really happens in prisons, not.
Oh, boy. Dax Shepard orchestrates it so that he is bunked with Will Arnett's character just for the sole purpose of making his stay a living hell.
Yep.
And he goes out of his way to get people to mess with this guy.
Yep. I like it every time he came out of the cell. Bitch. Oh, that's funny. It was funny. And then it all turned wrong.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, that little white jello kid popped back.
Yeah.
Crazy. Would have never thought it would have happened.
Now, we did this not knowing what kind of interesting things we were going to talk about. I have exactly 4 items of trivia.
Oh, boy.
Exactly.
Well, I do have a little bit of trivia. It's not really trivia. It was called stuff making of the movie.
Oh, okay.
And there's half a dozen. This might be some of the stuff you have.
Probably.
Based on a real book from 1994.
Called You Are Going to Prison.
Yep. Then,
by Jim Hogshire.
Yep. Yes. If this is the same production company that did this movie, that did The Cosby Show.
Oh my God, I didn't get that. What?
Yes, I thought that was funny. Wow, that was, yes, that was us.
Lulu turned on TikTok.
Oh. She wanted to see TikTok?
Yeah.
Dax Shepard got this role when he was seen on Ashton Kutcher's show Punk'd.
Oh, okay.
Did you have that?
No.
Hot dog, then maybe I do have a little bit different. And then we were talking earlier that Odenkirk wanted Meg Ryan to score the movie.
Meg White.
Meg Ryan. I saw her on a commercial. Oh, my. Anyway, Meg White.
She looks rough. Meg Ryan?
Yes.
God damn.
You know, those women, they want to look younger and beautiful, and they keep going and getting this and that. And stop. Stop getting stuff done. You're unrecognizable.
Yeah.
Anyway, Odenkirk wanted Meg White to score the full movie with only drums. I can see this movie with just a drum soundtrack.
Hmm.
No?
No.
Okay.
That would have...
Sounded too tribal?
Yeah.
Okay. And Ray Parker is one of the singers on the score, on the soundtrack.
Ray Parker Jr.?
Ray Parker Jr., yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the mug shots at the beginning are real mug shots. Lil' Kim, Tim Allen, Robert Downey Jr., Tommy Lee, Steve-O, Martha Stewart, Ozzy, Bobby Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Tyson, Heidi Fleiss.
What was his name? James Brown?
James Brown, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Filmed at the now closed and historic Joliet
mm-hmm.
Correctional yep. Center in Joliet, Illinois. The yep. same prison in the opening sequence of Blues Brothers.
Yep. Another one of our favorite movies.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Well, I guess Joliet looks like a prison.
It is a prison.
But I mean, what most people think a prison looks like.
Yeah.
Joliet must look like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, kind of like San Quentin, just layers of rails with bars, you know.
Yeah.
But I thought that was all real interesting stuff. Yeah.
You noticed when Dax Shepard was in the courtroom spectating Nelson's trial that he was dressed like the Unabomber.
That's what I said. I said, oh my God, he looks like the Unabomber.
That was on purpose. And in another shot, he was dressed like Travis Bickle, the Robert De Niro character from Taxi Driver. In the flak jacket and,
okay,
and the sunglasses.
I've never seen that movie, but I remember him dressed differently, yes.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Oh my goodness. This really is a funny movie, and you should, if you can get your hands on it, watch it.
It's very
because
funny.
It is just stupid funny, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. This movie was written by Robert Ben Grant, Thomas Lennon, and Michael Patrick Jan.
Yes.
Robert Ben Grant and Thomas Lennon, you know, as Travis Jr. and Lieutenant Jim Dangle.
Yes.
On Reno 911.
Yep.
Respectively.
Yes. Alan Elliott did do the movie score.
Okay.
In the end.
Sure.
Which was just, you know, kind of, I think, current movie to the time, maybe. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There wasn't a whole lot of music.
No.
But mm-hmm. it was music that was for a comedy movie. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Comedy sound.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. That's the perfect way to describe it. Yeah. I like this Bob Odenkirk guy.
Yeah.
He was born in Berwyn, Illinois.
Okay.
Just outside of Chicago.
Sure.
He was really raised in Napierville, which is just a little further away.
Okay.
He graduated from high school at 16.
Oh.
Because he had, you know, he had enough credits that he didn't have to go to, you know, his senior year. So he graduated when he was a junior.
Nice.
But he didn't want to go to a big college because he didn't think at 16 he would be, you know, very well accepted. So he went to a college right there in town.
Oh, okay.
Like a junior college. And then he went to the University of Milwaukee. He also went to SIU, Southern Illinois University, at Carbondale, which is near Alton.
Okay.
And he completed his college degree at Columbia College of Chicago.
Cool.
So he's pretty well-rounded, it sounds like.
Yeah.
He began his comedy career in a college radio station.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Yeah. He's best known for Breaking Bad and
Better Call Saul.
He's an actor, a comedian, a screenwriter, a producer, director. He's been nominated for tons of awards and won a few. He was a writer on SNL from 87 to 91.
Wow.
I was shocked.
That was when Saturday Night Live was funny.
Yes.
The late 80s through the mid-90s?
Yes, it was. He also wrote for The Ben Stiller Show, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, and lots of others. Like I said, this guy is... I think he can do anything.
Yeah, probably.
His directorial debut was in 2003, Melvin Goes to Dinner. I didn't look anything up about it. I thought that name is ridiculous.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, exactly. In the 90s, he dated Janine Garofalo.
Okay.
Talk about funny.
Yeah.
97, he married Naomi Yamtova?
Sure.
I'm not sure, but she's a producer. And they have two children, a boy and a girl.
Oh.
And there wasn't any much information about the children. So I'm assuming that they are not, you know, in the public eye, which is fine.
Yeah.
He did in 2019 get an honorary Doctor of Performing Arts from SIU.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, I think that is. Then in 2021, he had a small with, you know, little things.
Okay.
Heart attack.
God.
While doing Better Call Saul. And he later revealed, and I mean later, like just recently.
Oh.
revealed that it was a widowmaker.
Oh, God.
And that they saved his life and put two stents in.
Jesus Christ.
So his little heart attack, you know, but he was only down for a little while because he was making, he was doing that Better Call Saul.
Okay.
In Albuquerque. And, you know, and his business is his business.
Yeah.
And he did the PBS show Finding Your Roots.
Oh, okay.
And he's an 11th cousin to King Charles III.
Wow, okay.
Isn't that cool? I think those are cool.
Yeah.
You know, especially when they come back and these people are related to somebody who's still alive today. It's in the monarchy. I think that's amazing.
I was doing our Ancestry.com stuff, and our people and Justin's people were people that worked for Henry VIII.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
So we were destined to be together.
I guess so. I guess so. Wow. He's done everything. Film, TV, theater, voice work, video games. He's done voice in video games. Music video. I mean, his credits are just endless.
Yeah.
He has just, like, really done...
Everything.
Everything. Yep. And then here I have information about Joliet, which we've already talked about. The reception. The reception of this movie. Overall bad.
Well, you know, they mentioned prison rape a lot.
Right.
You know, he did sell Nelson.
Right.
To right. a gang.
And people were getting shivved or shanked, whichever you prefer.
And
or shanked or shivved.
You know, and there's really not a way to make that funny, even though this movie is hilarious.
Right. And that's what Rotten Tomatoes says. It was clinched setups and base humor that lacked laughter.
Oh.
Wow, what does that say about me?
Yeah. I think that just described us as a character flaw.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. And Metacritic says that all of their reviews were unfavorable. Oops. So, I mean, I think, you know, sometimes these people set out to make this kind of a movie, and this is the kind of movie they want to make.
Yeah. Toilet humor.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, because there is an audience for that, and it's people like me.
And then you bring me along. There's an audience for anything that you want to put on film, you know, so, but what can I say? And Variety, the magazine Variety,
oh, okay,
says that this movie might improve with repeated viewings.
Oh, I've seen it repeatedly. It gets funnier every time I watch it, and I haven't watched it in probably 3 or 4 years. It's still very funny.
Yep. And the Variety says you might see things you missed before. And absolutely.
Oh, yeah. The little cues between the prison members.
Right.
The people inside.
Right.
Between right. John and, you know, the guy in the cell next door. And
like every time he'd come out of the cell, he'd get slugged from the left. The left, yeah. And then that one time he came sneaking out looking to the left, he got slugged from the right. Just funny. It's just funny. It was released on home video in 2007, which is the one you have with the deleted scenes and the alternate ending.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I think it's hilarious.
For a piece of shit movie,
right?
It's very funny.
Yes, and if you got a spare hour and a half that you just need to kill it with this, because I thought it was funny. I thought it was crazy funny. And but Bob Odenkirk is, you know, really best known for this Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Oh yeah.
He did Breaking Bad from 2009 to 2013 and then Better Call Saul from 2015 to 2022. Now, I have never seen either one of these shows, but almost everybody I know loves both of these shows.
Oh, Justin has just finished a rewatch of Breaking Bad.
And he is like a corrupt attorney, right?
Yeah.
He's like the attorney for the mob.
He's the attorney that's not asking any questions but taking your money.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And he has been disgraced, and the name Saul Goodman is an alias.
Yeah, that's not even his real name, yeah.
No.
And I did not write that down, what his name was. Just an ordinary name, I think.
His brother's name is Charles.
Jeffrey something, maybe?
No, his brother's played by Michael McKean.
Okay.
I can't tell you what his name is.
I did not write it down. And like I said, I've never seen either one of these shows. But I know people love these shows.
They're great. Breaking Bad is one of those shows that is good from start to finish.
Yeah.
And you know how some of these big blockbuster shows just have those lackluster endings? Breaking Bad's ending is a definite ending. And it was so good.
Okay. Is Breaking Bad the one where the science teacher's cooking meth and the...
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Oop, that was my eyeglasses thing. Oh. Don't worry about it.
He develops cancer, lung cancer. And he's like, my family isn't going to survive on, you know, whatever little pension I'm going to get from being a teacher.
Right.
You know, I need to make money fast to support my family. I have like a 17-year-old son that has, he needs crutches sometimes.
Okay.
He's got some genetic illness. He's got some fine motor issue problems.
Okay.
And they just had a baby, just randomly had a baby.
Oh, jeez.
That, you know, and he's gotta set his wife up to take care of these kids.
Yeah.
When he's gone, and he's like, the quickest way to do that is to cook up meth, and with a science teacher background, you know, a chemistry background.
Right.
He can make real good shit.
Right.
And get it out there. And then he gets involved with gangs and, you know, cops. The DEA is after him.
Oh boy.
It's a whole thing.
Oh, boy.
And the ending, you know, people talk about the MASH ending. This is a MASH ending.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know,
okay.
This is, he flew out of Korea. Like.
Okay.
It was such a good ending.
Nice. All right. Yeah, but I think Bob Odenkirk just sounds like the everyman to me. You know, he does everything. TV, movies, comedy, drama. Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Everything. He's won one Screen Actors Guild Award, two Primetime Emmys, one for writing in Saturday Night Live, and the other writing for The Ben Stiller Show.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Three Critics' Choice Awards.
Okay.
All three, I believe, were the best actor for Better Call Saul. And he has two golden raspberries. Yay, him! And he's got many, many, many nominations from awards and film festivals and things like that. So, I mean, he's just like the everyman. He's the working stiff of the Hollywood directors.
Yeah, okay.
Actors.
Sure.
So, yeah. So, what the trivia did you have?
His name was Jimmy. Better Call Saul. His real name was Jimmy, and it's a nickname.
Do you want me to look it up?
No, but that just came to me.
That's why I thought Jeffrey. It sounds like just an ordinary name.
It's Jimmy.
Jimmy.
And his brother's name was Charles.
Okay.
And Charles was like an agoraphobic, but like he was like brilliant lawyer that like became like agoraphobic, and like he thought like that the microwaves were killing him.
Dear.
He like put tinfoil all over his house, like one of those people.
My goodness. Oh my. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't have a lot of obviously there was zero trivia.
Right.
So I have a little bit of US prison stats from the year 2024.
Interesting.
What was it said? As of spring 2024, 1.8 million people were incarcerated.
Holy cow.
56.7% are white. 38.9% are African American. 2.9% are Native American, indigenous peoples. Asian are 1.5%. And other is 4.2%. There is no Latino in here, which I found was odd.
Maybe that's the other part.
But just say that. But I do feel like the Latinos would have a bigger, you know, share of the pie than 4.2%.
You're right, yeah.
So none of this makes sense. 93% of people in federal prison are men.
Okay.
The average age of people in federal prison is 42 years old.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And 88.1% of people in federal prison were sentenced in the last 10 years.
Oh, wow.
67.1% were sentenced in the last 5.
Wow.
Alabama's prisons are the most overcrowded.
Okay.
Best U.S. prisons are in New Hampshire and Maine. And the worst are in Louisiana, Wisconsin, and Wyoming.
Oh. I wonder why. Temperatures?
Could you even imagine? Well, first
of all. Hotter than hell in Louisiana and colder than hell in the north?
Massachusetts has the lowest incarceration rate in the U.S. of 0.16%.
Wow. Wow.
As of January 2024, El Salvador had the highest prisoner rate worldwide with 1,000 prisoners per 100,000 people.
Wow.
Followed by Cuba, Rwanda, Turkmenistan, and American Samoa. Now, I do believe that Rwanda is currently under a genocide.
Right. Isn't that like a dictatorship or something?
I don't think it's great over there.
Yeah. So, I mean, they don't like the way you part your hair, you go to jail.
Yeah. You breathe sideways. Right. They're going to put you in jail.
Right.
Yeah.
And same with Cuba. I think that, you know, I think that that would be like that in Cuba, too.
Yeah. And the nicest prison in the world is Halden Prison in Norway. Have you ever seen pictures of Scandinavian prisons?
No, huh?
Oh, my God. I wish. They're nicer than my house.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Well, I'll pull some up for you after the show.
Absolutely.
That's all I have. That's all I've got.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, it's great. Every time I would look, it would, you know, you'd say, oh, you want to look at his filmography? You tap the thing and it'll take you to another spot on the internet. But it says the exact same thing that you had just looked at. You know, so I kept going to these spots, but I wasn't finding any extra information.
Oh, and it's McGill. Jimmy McGill. That just popped into my head.
Okay.
I knew it.
That sounds correct.
I knew eventually it would come to me.
Yeah. And like I said, I read it, but I didn't write it down. But yes, that sounds correct. Just an ordinary name.
Just a name.
Not that Saul isn't just an ordinary name, but, you know, it's different, I guess. But yeah, so I didn't have a lot about him either. So what I did, I kind of went off on my own, and I kind of did a wrap up of the year for me and you.
Sure.
And I thought that, you know, we would talk about some of the stuff, some of the highlights from this last year, which we've had tons of highlights.
Sure. Okay.
Our December movie, which was downloaded in January, was The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
And that was a fun movie.
We had a lot of fun with that. And the TikTok for that was hilarious.
Yep. Men at Work, hilarious. The Thing, They Live, Alien, all kind of creepy.
Yeah.
We did Major League after I went to Louisville and saw how they made Louisville Sluggers.
Yeah.
The Terminator, where I learned that Arnold Schwarzenegger was just a little guy.
Just a regular sized man.
Yeah. How pathetic.
Get it together, Arnold.
I guess so. I mean, stand up straight or something. Be about 6'5", for Christ's sake.
Put some lifts in your shoes.
Something. Bubba Hotep. I think that was an interesting movie.
Yeah.
Session 9.
That was a great movie.
Okay.
You hated it.
That's why we watch these, because I don't necessarily like everything you like.
Oh, that's fine.
Mad Max, Fury Road.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura, my movie.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do watch movies I have seen. I have seen Ace Ventura many, many times. And we do look at movies that I have seen once in a while. And I like that when we see an old friend.
Yeah.
Then we came back with Terminator 2, which was a fan request.
Yeah.
And I liked the first one better than the second one. You liked the second one better than the first one.
Yeah.
And I think the fan that told us to watch it liked the second one better, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, Vampira?
What?
Vampira? That was that black and white movie?
Vampire.
Oh, my gosh.
Vampire is a comic book character who wears a really skimpy outfit.
Okay, yes.
Oh, no. Vampire,
no, you're
Vampire is the black and white. I'm thinking of Vampirella.
Yeah.
Vampira is from Plan 9 with fingernails.
Right.
And the little tiny waist.
Right. Ghostbusters, Batman, 1989 version. 89,
yeah.
Yeah. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Well, who knew that you would want to watch that?
Yeah, well, sometimes I want to stretch out and try different stuff. And, you know, we watched that slasher movie last year. Why not watch a massacre movie this year? You know.
Sure.
Whatever.
How'd you feel about that movie?
It was kind of gross. It was just kind of gross. I'm like, I kept saying, why are they going there? Drive the other way.
Yeah.
Don't keep... Anyway. Whatever. People are weird. Night of the Living Dead, Carnival of Souls, House on Haunted Hill, Nosferatu. We went kind of dark there all of October and November, didn't we?
That was our public domain horror.
Right.
And by dark, do you mean just black and white? Like, because all of those movies are in black and white.
Yes, that too. But I meant dark. That's all very, those are very dark topics and, you know... Dark.
Okay.
Then we watched The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
That was another hilarious movie.
That's been on the list since the podcast started.
Yep. Yep. And we finished off with Highlander.
Yeah.
And that was another interesting movie that I don't think I got it.
I think it expected you to really pay attention. Also, for Christmas, I just posted it. We watched Gremlins.
Oh, that's right. We did. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just posted it, so go listen to it. I haven't even listened to it yet.
Nope. So that was our final movie of the year.
Yeah.
So we've watched some interesting movies, I think.
We've been all over the spectrum.
And that's what we, that's why we're doing this, to watch all these odd movies that mom has never seen.
Well, I want to keep it weird, but also slightly accessible. Like, because I don't want them to be so weird that you're turned off.
Right. I get that.
It's like, I don't mind a weird movie, but like, I don't want to watch something that's like super weird with you.
Right. I thought Nosferatu was kind of a weird movie, but that's absolutely your taste.
But I feel like if we had watched a different cut of that movie, it would have been something a little bit more enjoyable to watch. Because we definitely watched a very dirty version of the film.
A very gritty.
Muddy.
Right. And that just came out Christmas Day. The remake. A remake of it.
Listen, I heard that there's a prosthetic penis involved.
Are you kidding me?
For Nosferatu. And I was just like, this is like reason number one that I'm not going to go see this movie. First of all, it's like 2.5 hours fucking long. The story is 65 minutes tops.
Oh my good lord.
We didn't need to make a 4-hour opus on a 65 minute movie.
No. And prosthetic penis?
I'm very upset about this.
Do we have to look at boobs, too?
Well, probably.
Well, for Christ's sake.
And
that's not what that movie is about.
No.
Oh, man. But you know what? I guess in 2024, you have to have penises and boobs showing.
Well, and I also think that they're making Count Orlok a romantic vampire, which, you know, like Christopher Lee was a romantic vampire.
Love that.
Bela Lugosi was a romantic vampire, just that gentleman caller, just hi, I'm here to sweep you off your feet.
No, that guy just plain straight up went to kill people.
Which, you know, yes, he was pestilence.
Yes.
So to make Nosferatu the rat looking pestilence vampire the romantic lead, I'm very upset by this.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
He's not the romantic vampire.
Right.
He is the animal that will kill you.
Right.
Vampire.
Oh my goodness. When I kept hearing about it coming out, I thought, what? And then come out on Christmas Day? What?
And then prosthetic penis.
Oh, for crying out loud. I'm appalled.
Furious.
Yep. Absolutely appalled.
So, and I have heard that people either love it or that people, they're in the showing and people are walking out of the theater.
Oh.
So, you know, I don't really have a good grasp on where it is, what it is. When it comes out on streaming, I'll watch it. And I'll probably hate every minute of it.
And hate yourself for watching it.
I really don't like Bill Skarsgård.
Uh-huh.
I really don't like him. His brothers? Fine. His father? Fine. I'll watch Stellan Skarsgård in anything.
Okay.
Alexander Skarsgård? I'll watch him. I'll watch True Blood over and over. He's hot. Bill Skarsgård is a goofy looking man. And I don't like looking at him. I cannot take him seriously.
Okay.
And when he's being shoved down my throat as the monster movie du jour, I hate it.
Ugh,
ruined it. He's going to ruin this. I have very strong opinions.
Okay. And that's okay. That's why we have this little talk show that we have. Because we have strong opinions.
I'm sick of him.
And we like to share.
Go back to Sweden.
Ouch. He was probably born in California.
No, I think they're all Swedish.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. I think they are all.
But overall, I think we've seen a whole bunch of interesting movies. And I do say interesting because I've never seen them. I have not seen a slasher movie until we started watching this, or a massacre movie, or these space movies that we watch. That they're
yeah.
This has been an interesting ride. We've watched, what, 74 movies now?
I think this is 74.
Unbelievable to me. Unbelievable that I would have watched this many movies. But this has been so fun.
Yeah.
And I look forward to this coming year because we've still got that axe in the garage.
Yeah. We're still waiting for snow. It yesterday was 54 degrees.
Yeah, and today it's raining, so
yeah.
You know, we're not going to get any snow.
I turned my heat off and I opened my front door because it's so goddamn hot in my house.
We're all going to die of pneumonia.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this has been awfully fun, and we can talk about our TikToks. We've done some awfully fun TikToks. We've done some awfully stupid TikToks. We've had all these special guests. You know, we've had Skelly, who's sitting right over in the corner there right now. Poor little Ash was pressed into service. We've had the Critter. He's made
a shown up a few times.
Yep, he's made a cameo a few times. We've had knives and scythes and chainsaws, and what else have we had? That a spaceship visited us one day? I mean, how much fun have we had?
We wore our parkas inside.
We've worn parkas. We did a black and white one.
We've done a couple black and white ones.
Yep. We've had candelabras with, you know, we wore lacy doilies around our neck so that we looked like we were, you know, from a time. We even had our little chat. We just did a little chat about us. I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
You know, just to tell people what we're doing and why.
Yeah, we're not here to just do goofy TikToks.
Yes, we are.
We're also talking about movies.
Right.
Go listen to us talk about movies. Right. If you like our stupid TikToks and want to listen to us for an hour, go ahead and find our podcast.
Yes, because we talk about everything. We talk about us. We talk about our family. We talk about politics. We talk about religion. We talk about everything. Almost everything.
Tallulah is dead asleep next to me.
Oh. She has been on us the whole day. We had French fries. And that little scamp loves French fries.
She loves a French fry.
And
she loves a potato chip. She loves chips.
And cats aren't supposed to eat stuff like that.
She does not care.
No. Nope.
She likes crackers.
Yep.
She likes cheese.
My Reginald Manchego likes potato chips. And that is the only human food he will come and look at.
Uh-uh. When I made tuna salad for Big Daddy, he was over my shoulder.
You're
like,
right.
What are you doing?
Tuna salad. And did you give him a little piece?
Of course I gave him some tuna.
I think he did eat a little tuna salad, but you know, it's fish and that's kind of, you know, that's his food too. But yes, you are right. I forgot about that. I cannot open a can of tuna in the house without him skidding to a halt at my feet. He wants to see, and the same thing, open a bag of potato chips. He's right there.
What you doing?
Yeah. What? Are you going to give me a piece of that? So, I mean, it just amazes me that little Tallulah will eat stuff that...
She will fight you.
Yes. Well, she took one of those French fries right off of my tray.
She zero fear.
She did. She just helped herself to it. And she wanted it and she took it. So... Little crazy thing.
Yeah.
She's just a little tiny thing. I can't even imagine that she could hold three whole French fries. Good grief.
She's taking a nap now.
Yes. And we've had lots of other good food, too.
Oh, yeah.
We always have our theme meal, and we have had breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, we've had all kinds of stuff. We've had stadium food. We've had prison food.
Yeah, we had
institutional food.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yes. You know, and we do these, like, I arrived today at 7 a.m., you know, so we start these right off.
Yeah.
And we generally eat while we're watching the movie.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we're eating all of this food at 7, 8 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
So we're pretty,
We had a chicken patty sandwich and french fries today at 7:30 in the morning.
On our prison trays.
On the prison trays. Of course, the prison trays. We had Hawaiian punch. We had collard greens.
Yep.
I made broccoli because I don't like collard greens.
I ate the collard greens. They were delicious.
It's just like it fits into that wet lettuce thing for me. And the only wet lettuce I want to eat is a little bit of cabbage at Jig's dinner. And if somebody, for whatever reason, makes like a boiled dinner.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Like I'll eat cabbage in that.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, I don't like wet lettuce.
Well, cooked cabbage is definitely a different texture than greens or spinach or, you know, some most of those other things.
And I hate cooked spinach. I'll eat raw spinach all day, every day. Cooked spinach, get it out of my face.
But we've had some great meals. We've just about covered everything. And today we didn't do the meat or no meat thing because just couldn't think of how we could hook up some. Maybe if we just serve spaghetti sauce.
Well, the only thing I thought of was like a sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I don't like a sloppy Joe.
Not just plain. Not just plain.
It's not my favorite thing.
Okay. Or spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
You know, that's not your thing either.
My friend at work was telling me how she doesn't like beans, so she would make beanless chili. And I was just like, so you made bolognese with chili sauce? Chili spice?
That's exactly what she made.
She's just like, no. The chili in the chili powder in the chili is the chili spice.
Right.
That makes it chili. And I was just like,
Well, when you get right down to chili, there is a definite line in the sand. The people who do beans and the people who do not do beans.
She's like, they sell it in a can without beans. I said, yeah, and you know who buys that? Justin, to put on a hot dog.
But that is a fight that some people will go toe-to-toe with you.
I was blown. I said, I thought we were friends. I said, I don't think our friendship can withstand this.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
What?
But honey, we eat weird stuff.
Because I was talking about making bean soup with that ham bone.
Yeah, yum.
I made a ham for Christmas dinner at Big Daddy's parents' house. And I kicked ass at it.
Yes, you did.
If I'm being honest.
Absolutely. It was delicious. She brought me a little Ziploc bag of it. It was delicious.
Oh.
Delicious.
Yeah.
You had the perfect ratio of clove to sweet.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Because, you know, I told Justin, I said, I want you to buy me 2 cans of pineapple rings. I want you to buy me 2 pounds of brown sugar. I want you to buy me orange juice. I want you to buy me extra pineapple juice just in case there's nothing in the cans.
You put 2 pounds of brown sugar on that?
I put 1.5 pounds of brown sugar on that.
No wonder it was so good.
1.5 pounds of brown sugar and you know, probably 2 cups of orange juice and probably 2 cups of pineapple juice because those cans of pineapple were floating in juice.
Yeah, there's probably a solid cup of juice in each one of those.
I was expecting no juice.
No.
And they were to the brim juice. And so, and then I was like, how am I going to keep this hot all day? Because I'm cooking this at like, you know, it's 6 in the morning
right.
when I wake up. So I'm like, I'm going to take it out of the pan. I'm going to pare it down. I'm going to cut some of this fucking fat off because it was real
it was.
Fatty.
I think that was a picnic ham.
I don't know what it was.
And picnic hams usually have a quite a large fat cap on them.
It was fatty. And so I'm trimming it up. I'm cutting it down and I'm putting it in the crock pot with the juice that I didn't cook. And then the rest of the juice that did cook.
Oh, wow.
And I put it in the crock pot on low to just keep it warm.
Oh, man.
Until dinner.
Yeah.
And it turned out real good.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And Justin said that when I do that the next time, I have to make the ham a few days in advance and just let it swim in the juice.
Yeah, it's always better when it's swimming in the juice the second or third day.
Yeah.
It's like those bean soup you're going to make, too. It tastes fine the first day. Damn, the second day and the third day, even better.
Oh, because I saved, like, all that juice.
I don't know that you'd put that so much of that juice in the bean soup.
I don't know. I'm going to try.
Okay. I don't know that would be right. You know, the sweet and the beans. Although, how could it be bad?
Right.
I don't know. So, but yeah, we've eaten some pretty darn good food. You've made Salisbury steak a few times.
Yeah.
These chicken patties you had today, they were fabulous.
They're Purdue in a frozen, you know, you get a frozen bag of like 10 patties.
Okay.
And
so they're in the freezer department?
Yeah.
I am going to look for them because
the bag had a blowout, so I cut it. I just cut the directions off and put them in a Ziploc for the rest of them. But I'll show you the bag. It's on the top of the tray.
You just put them in the oven?
Yeah.
Or the air fryer?
Yeah.
Wow. It was delicious. I bought chicken patties. And
these are not your banquet chicken patties.
No.
They're a little naughty.
They were not.
Chewy.
And they had terrific flavor.
Yeah.
And the coating on the outside was not real thick.
Right.
It was just, they were delicious.
Yeah, good. Do you want to take the one that I cooked but didn't eat? You want to take that for dinner?
Okay.
Cool.
Heck yeah. Don't force me to take food from you. But yeah, what were some of your favorite meals we've had?
Oh.
Can you think of anything that was...
Boy.
Extra delicious.
Really did like the hors d'oeuvres. We had a good time with that.
Yes. Remember when we didn't do it this year, but remember when I put the files in the cake?
Oh my God, that was funny. That's when we watched Con Air.
That's right. That's right.
The TV edit of Con Air.
Oh my God, that was pathetic, wasn't it?
Oh my God, that was so frustrating.
That was, yeah, We've been disappointed on movies a few times, you know, and that was one of them. It's like, this is it?
TV edit? Horse shit.
There were no cuss words. There were no bad language in any way. I'm thinking, these are ex-cons. What the fuck?
Right. Right.
Oh my gosh, we've had fun with the food. We have had a lot of fun. We've got the prison trays. We've used those numerous times.
Prison tray. They're great for prison movies. They're great for
we did
prep
that
school.
Prep school movie. Yep. You know, we've just had all kind. We've drank beer. We've had wine.
Yeah. Pretty much any morning where I have hot dogs and beer for breakfast is pretty sweet.
That's a good day. That is a good...
It's one of those, you either keep it going with hot dogs and beer all day, or you cut it off real quick.
Yeah. But they, you know...
Because that day can go one of two ways.
It can go good, or it can go bad.
And that good is awesome, and that bad is rock bottom.
Yeah, when you start your day out at 7 a.m. drinking a beer, it probably could go rock bottom, couldn't it?
It's that slippery slope. It can go one of two ways.
Yes.
Up or down.
Yes.
And it's not just a little bit up or a little bit down. It's all the way up or all the way down. There's no in between.
Right. Yeah, we've had an awful lot of fun doing this, I think.
Yeah.
Sometimes the prep for the show is a little tedious.
Yeah.
I've been in kind of a blue funk the last couple of months, and it's been pretty tedious for me.
Yeah.
The last couple of months. But I kind of feel bad that I didn't feel like it was that kind of with this movie, but I found so little.
Right.
I just found so little for it, and that kind of surprised me. But this isn't the first director that I haven't found a lot of information on.
This is like the first movie that I have found like literally not one page worth of shit for.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
I can't remember a movie where I had to fight for something.
Really search for something.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I mean, we have a blast doing this, and we just hope that you are enjoying us.
Yeah.
We're so much enjoying doing it.
Absolutely. Even if we're just screaming into the void, I think we're still going to do it.
Heck yeah. But I should have told you to look up our some of our stats and tell us what some of our... She can do that while I'm yakking.
Well, I just took a picture of our... podcast download stats, because I always do every time I post a new movie. All-time downloads, we have 3,585 downloads without bot interference.
What does that mean, without interference?
The way that it used to be aggregated, like, we had a lot more numbers before, and a lot of it was bots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I get it.
I did put us on YouTube. Let's get our YouTube stats, because
since we've been on YouTube, we've gone kind of crazy, haven't we?
Yeah, we have 69 subscribers, which I don't know where the hell those people
are. Wow. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, but hi, how you doing? We're glad you're here. We have 22,752 views on YouTube.
Unbelievable.
One episode alone has kept that afloat, and that is Night of the Living Dead at 14,100.
Unbelievable. That many people really enjoy that movie, apparently.
Well, that's one of those movies that, like, something like that will never be made again.
Right.
That's those moment in time, it couldn't have been made any better.
Right.
And something like that will never, that was a lightning in a bottle movie.
Yep. Okay.
The next closest download to that is 2,200, Coming to America.
Oh my. Okay.
And the lowest number on the list is Crybaby with 35.
Ouch. Ouch. My goodness.
So it's all over the place.
And it amazes me every time you send me some stats. It's like, because we're doing this for our enjoyment.
Yeah, this is really just an excuse to hang out and do something together.
Right. And we have brought you people along with us on this joyride. Yeah. And the more that come, the more the merrier. So I'm thrilled every time I hear somebody has joined us. It's amazing to me.
We have 153 followers on TikTok.
Oh my goodness.
We have 1,554 likes.
Wow. Wow.
It doesn't say how many people are following us. It just says how many. Oh, 153 followers. That's who's following us.
Just us. Okay.
Yeah. Our most watched TikTok was Batman 1989 with 2,140 views.
Holy cow. Then we just had our Batman shirts on.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
The next highest was Texas Chainsaw, where you had Grandpa with 2,084 views. And then the number three is Ghostbusters with 2,077 views.
Crazy.
Like, I don't know where those numbers came from. I don't know how those numbers came from, because everything else is hit or miss.
Yep. Yep.
Like, today we only have 40 views.
Okay.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
We're having fun, and it doesn't matter if you don't like it. We're still having fun.
Yep. And if you're not having fun, listen to next week. It might be better.
Yeah. I'm not making any promises, though.
No, but it might be. It might be. Sometimes, you know, even that blind pig finds an acorn now and then, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's been a fun trip, and I can't believe we've been doing it for 3 years.
It's crazy, right?
You know, 74 movies, go figure.
Technically 75 movies.
Yes.
That lost episode.
We keep saying we're going to go back and watch that movie, but every time I forget what it is. So
it's Identity.
But I remember that your identity was compromised. That was rough.
I thought I was going to die.
I poisoned her.
Well, Bob Evans poisoned me, but Mom did buy it.
Oh, my God. That's funny. But funny. But yeah, we've had crazy food. We've watched fun movies. We've done silly TikToks.
Yeah.
You know, we're just having a blast. Us and the cats. And the cats always seem to come out when we're doing this.
Oh, yeah. Tallulah has not left my side today. She's taking a nap right now.
Yeah.
Jellybean was here until something fell. He was laying over here.
Yep. And he took off. Usually Ash is by me somewhere, but he has not been around today. Yeah. He seemed like he was on his last nerve.
He's been off the last couple days.
You know, so that's okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to stay by me. That's all right.
No.
He's
been finding his way to lay on my belly while I'm sleeping on my back.
Okay.
And just claw the shit out of my stomach.
Aw, he's loving you. He's making biscuits.
He's clawing the shit out of me.
Reg likes to make biscuits on my left arm. And my left arm is usually tore up. But we've been to the vets late recently, so he had a little trim.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so my arm is healed up. Probably just in time for him to grow them back.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Yeah, it's been fun. It's been interesting. And we keep saying, if you want us to watch something, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Because we don't know from one movie to the next what we're doing.
Sometimes we do, but mostly we don't.
Mostly we're flying by the seat of our pants.
We probably should make, you know, a New Year's coming. We should probably make a new list.
Okay.
You know, and see if there's something new. Because, you know, those lists change all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I can't believe that this movie, this type of a movie, isn't some cult classic somewhere. I mean, it's just that ridiculous.
Well, I think the only cult is just me and you now. Like, because whenever I talk about this movie, people just look at me like what are you talking about?
And
I
had never heard of it before you said, let's do that. And I looked it up. I thought, this can't be a real movie. Let's go to prison? What? And there it was.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
It is. It is. Well worth looking for and watching.
Yeah.
Or if you have it in your collection somewhere, pull it out and watch it again.
Which is what we did, because I own it. I feel like it streamed like years ago.
Okay.
Like when streaming was a baby. And I feel like that's probably where I saw it.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw it at a used store and I bought it.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, I mean, yeah, we watched it and we've done fun stuff. We did We tried to do Christmas movies. We tried to do Halloween movies.
Yeah, we try to be on a theme.
We've done the out of print ones. Not out of print. That's not the word I'm looking for.
Public domain.
Public domain stuff. Yep, yeah. We did those.
We did sequels one year.
Yes. You know, we enjoy doing stuff like that. So yeah. We'll find our way. And yeah, we should make a new list of movies.
Okay.
And see what, you know, and me, I choose the movies by just the name or the picture. It'll show a little picture of the cover of the video or something. That's how we watched. That's how I put Little China on my.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought, oh, that looks like a fun movie.
Oh, it was a fun movie.
He was in that rickshaw just driving around. I thought, that looks fun. So that's how I pick movies. Absolutely, I pick my movies by the cover. Same way I do my books.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I like the cover of this book. I'll try it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah, we'll have to find a guest again.
Yeah.
We haven't had a guest in a while.
Figure out how to make that work.
Yeah. Because that was fun when we had a third voice.
Yeah.
That gives us different, you know, me and you think so much alike, you know, and to have another voice say something, it's like, oh, never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, you know, we should try to do that again.
Okay. There's a lot of technical stuff involved with that.
I know.
That I'm just not good at.
Okay. All right. Never mind then.
I mean, I'll figure it out, but.
Listen, look at how far we've come with not knowing anything.
Yeah, no, we really piecemealed something together, I think.
You know, and listening to some, I recently have listened to some of our oldest stuff.
Oh, boy.
My goodness, were we bad.
I feel like at some point we should kind of go back to those movies and just redo them. Because they were just, you can't hear one of us.
Yeah. And, you know, and it has evolved that I talk about the director now. We didn't start out like that.
No, you just came in and watched a movie and talked about, told me how you felt about it.
That is literally all. And we talked for an hour about that. I don't know how we did it. Because now I have 4, 5, 6 pages of research that we talk about, and we can still talk for an hour about it. How does that happen?
Oh, no.
So it's been fun. It's been a fun ride.
Absolutely.
And people who have followed us, thanks for coming along on it. It's been fun.
We enjoy having you here.
Yep. And especially hearing from you. You know, we're listening to you. When you tell us something, we talk about it, and if we can, we try to do it.
One of our followers on Facebook, when I posted our prison meal today, he was just like, that looks better than anything you'll ever get in prison.
Has he been in prison?
I think he's a guard.
Oh.
I think he works at the prison.
Okay. All right. You know what? I think you are correct.
I think?
Yeah, I think you are right. So, yeah, like I said, when he slapped that meat or no meat onto that thing, it just looked like spaghetti sauce. I mean, it just.
And did you notice he did not use different spoons?
Nope.
He put one spoon in both.
Right, and then when he pulled that condom out of his plate, oh my god, it was disgusting.
You're just hoping it wasn't used.
You could set me off coughing now. Oh my. But yeah, Lexi looked some institutional foods up, and that's how we chose the chicken patty.
Chicken patty, breaded chicken patty on a hamburger roll. I said, I got half of that in my kitchen right now.
Yep.
I still went to the grocery store and spent $70.
We've got to stay out of the Kroger's. We have got to.
I mean, there was other stuff that, you know, like $20 of shit that was not dinner related, but still, I was just like, God damn it.
I know the other day I made myself an omelet and I'm down to 3 eggs. I'm thinking, I gotta get to the store and buy some eggs. And I know I'll spend $100.
We started HelloFresh up again because we got a coupon deal. And I was like, oh, this is, you know, to help curb our spending, you know, $100 a week for this HelloFresh, and it, you know, that'll be fine. That's all we're spending.
Hey, and that cuts down on the food waste.
The credit card bill is still ridiculous. What the fuck, man?
But have you noticed a little less food waste?
Oh yeah.
That's the only reason I would think of that. Because I made I had an omelet the other day, and I, you know, you can't just make a 1 egg omelet.
No.
I made a 4 egg omelet, and it had ham and green pepper and onion, the whole shebangabang.
Yeah.
Cut that thing in half and put, you know, saved one half for another meal. But, you know, I probably suffer a lot from food waste. I made spaghetti and meatballs last night, and I know I'll be eating it for another 2 days at least.
Did you open my refrigerator? Like, my refrigerator, for whatever reason, is packed to the gills. And I don't, there's nothing in there. Like, how can I not fit another thing in this refrigerator? Like, how?
I don't know. Yeah, I did open it because I threw my lemonade in there.
How?
That looks like mine. I have 2 different kinds of ketchup. I have a bottle of mayonnaise. I have a bottle of Miracle Whip. I have 4 or 5 different kinds of mustards. You know, my condiments fill up a whole shelf.
Well, that's, I think, what the problem is that the condiment... Justin will use a tartar sauce. He'll get the Frisch's jar of tartar sauce.
Yum.
He will use it once. He will put it in the refrigerator, forget about it.
Oh.
Then buy another one. Use it once and forget about it.
You know, and that's something that you can't use when it's expired. I mean, that tastes a little odd. So.
I gave you 1 of 3 mayonnaises in the refrigerator today. I made him a lunch last night with 1 of the 3 jellies we have open and going.
Well, I have a strawberry, I have an apricot, and I have...
These are all great.
Okay. Okay.
You know.
All right.
I don't understand why we need 15 of the same condiment.
Because he goes shopping after work, and he thought, oh, I think I'd like to eat this. And then he'll just bring it home.
Right. And he's hungry.
Right. And that is the kiss of death, to go to the grocery. Number one, to go to the grocery store hungry. And number two, go to the grocery store without a list.
Right.
You know, I have been really working hard on making a list.
And sticking to it.
And sticking with it.
Yeah.
And that is hard. Because I do. I waste a lot of food. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get better about freezing stuff that can be frozen. Like the ham. I just put the whole bag of ham in the freezer.
Okay.
The other day. Because I was like, I've got pounds. First of all, it was like a 14-pound ham that was bought. 5 people were eating it.
Yes.
We didn't need a 15-pound ham.
No. 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 And I do. I've been doing that too, making my own meals and freezing them so that all I have to do is pull something out and eat it.
Yeah.
I do like to do that, and I am getting better at doing that.
If you ever want to try that HelloFresh, let me know. It's made for people that don't know how to cook. It's made for not technical cookers.
Which, you know, I think is most people.
So, you know, sometimes they take more than a half an hour to make, but, you know, it's, you're cutting veg. You're cutting this. You're cutting that.
I do all of that. I make stuff like that.
But it's not, yeah, it's not hard. It's pretty portion controlled.
You know, like the spaghetti. I pulled a bag of chopped green pepper out of the freezer. and threw a handful in. I took a bag of onion out and I threw that in. You know, I do that with onion and green pepper when I get it. I freeze this, or it'll go bad.
Right.
And, you know, so I do stuff like that. So I don't know. I don't want to be that involved, I think.
Well, okay. I made cranberry glazed meatballs with carrots and mashed potatoes the other day.
Oh.
And I didn't cook it to the recipe because the recipe wanted me to use like 5 different pans. I'm like, first of all, I'm not using 5 different pans.
No. Nope. Not at all.
So they weren't as cranberry as they could have been.
Okay.
But they were very good.
I think that would be delicious. You know, like I told you at Christmas time, you made your famous chili sauce and jelly meatballs. I've made that with cranberry jelly.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
I can't imagine why it wouldn't be good.
It has a little bit of a tang to it because, you know, cranberries have a little bit of tanginess. But I've made that with all kinds of different jelly, and every one of them is good.
And like I said, I've had it with the barbecue sauce instead of chili sauce.
Yep.
And it's fine.
Yep, absolutely.
Tastes almost the same.
Yep, yep. I've never made it with strawberry jelly because I don't think that would taste good. And I never really have strawberry jelly. I always have strawberry preserves.
Oh, that's way
with
different.
Chunks of strawberry.
Yeah.
And I don't think that would, I would not want to pull a meatball out of the pan with a glob of
strawberry.
Yeah, brown strawberry. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So I've never tried strawberry jelly, but
it sounds awful.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So you can make that any kind of way, but ooh, cranberry. Oh, yummy.
Yeah, they were great.
Nice.
And it's you know.
And you have had some wonderful looking meals.
Oh my god. There was one I bought. I found sweet soy glaze on Amazon, so I bought a bottle of that.
Mm.
There was one and it was just hamburger and rice and carrots and green onion.
Uh-huh.
And it was awesome.
Nice. Yeah, you sent a couple of pictures recently that have had hamburger. I thought, what?
Just hamburger.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the recipe cards didn't come with this batch.
Uh-oh.
And they don't, you know, they won't give you a replacement card.
Like, oh, dear.
So I'll have to go print it off if I want to, like, have a copy of it.
You can't just go online and have it on your...
Yeah, that's how I'm going to end up making it.
Yeah. On your phone while you're cooking?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I put recipes in pictures and then follow them that way. And then delete the recipes.
But what if you liked it and want to do it again?
I can find it on the internet, wherever I find my recipes anyway.
Okay. But you know you get 17 different things when you ask for one thing.
Well... Yes, but if you're a savvy reader of recipes, you can find the skip to recipe button real easy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I hate the story. The freeform story. I don't care.
You have to look for the button that says skip to recipe, but it's there. And I am good at finding them. So, yeah, and I don't care where you shop for it. I'm going to take it out of my pantry or I'm going to go to the Kroger's. I don't care what Walmart sells it for.
Yeah.
I don't care what Albertson sells it for.
I don't care what farmer market you got it at.
Right. I'm going to use what's in my pantry or I'm going to go to the Kroger because that's where I shop most of the time.
Yeah.
So, you know. And I don't care how your family likes it. I think my family will like it and I just want to make the damn recipe. Calm down, right?
Right. I did get, this is going back to movies, and you can't buy physical copies of shit anywhere anymore. You have to get it all online or used stores.
Oh, right.
Physical media.
Right, that you just get to download it now.
Yeah. Justin bought me the Blade trilogy on Blu-ray for Christmas.
Fun.
Remember we watched Blade?
That yes, we did. Fun. Yes. Nice. Yeah, we had a good Christmas. We had, you know, a nice little family. We're only five of us anymore, so,
yeah,
you know. My sister-in-law didn't come over, so it's just the five of us.
Yeah.
So we're a pretty small family. We had a nice meal, and we had a nice evening.
We do need to make time to go over and do a game day with her.
We do.
I did buy her a Christmas present.
That's nice of you.
I thought it looked cool, so.
How thoughtful of you.
But yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
I'm busy staying at home. I like to stay at home.
You know, it was funny. You know, every day I race home like I'm going to be late for my house.
Right. Right.
I don't do anything special. I cook dinner. I hang out with my cats.
Yeah.
I play on my phone mostly.
Uh-huh. When you're tired, you go to bed.
Christmas Day, when there wasn't anything to do, I was just like, are we doing anything?
Oh my God, I want to do something. No, I talked to you. Remember, I said, I want to go get a mocha frappe. Nothing's open.
What?
Well, I don't know if anything was open. I think a lot of stuff is open. But I didn't want to go find that out. I don't want to be that person that goes somewhere on fucking holiday.
Well, I think a lot of stuff was closed. Because when I went to work Thursday morning, the gas station at Monroe and Whiteford, the Shell,
yes,
was closed.
Really?
That Shell is open all the time. So I think it was closed for Christmas Day.
Must have been. Must have been.
And then didn't open, you know,
until
Thursday at 12:01.
You know, 7 or 8 or 9 o'clock, yeah.
I was like, what?
Well, yay. It's a good, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
So, I don't know. I think weird things are closing now.
Which is fine.
But yeah, I was just wandering around my house like,
I want to go somewhere. I know. You got in your car and went and looked at Christmas lights. But then you would have had to get in your car.
I would have had to put a bra on.
And you don't. Not if you're just going to ride around and look at Christmas lights. You could put your coat on over you.
No.
I have to go get a chest x-ray this week. I plan to roll up in there, commando.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, sure.
I'll have my coat on.
Okay. All right.
I hate having to get dressed in the, you know, x-ray rooms, you know?
Yeah.
So I just got a t-shirt on. Just take it over my t-shirt.
Justin was having some soda pops one day, and he's like, take me to Burger King. And I was just like, no. And he's just like, just take me to Burger King, dude. And I was just like, I'm already taking my bra. I'm already in my pajamas. Like, I don't know what you want me to do for you. I suffered through the meal that you bought. I don't know why you can't suffer through the meal that you bought. He's like, why can't you just take me to Burger King? And I was just like, because I don't want to eat the food that we have here. And I don't think he ended up eating nothing. The food was garbage. Oh. It was some frozen lasagna and it was trash.
No.
It was all tomatoes. And I was just like, first of all, why are there so many frozen tomatoes? This is all tomato. There's no cheese. There's no
noodle. Did he get one of those vegetarian ones?
I don't know what the fuck it was, but it was gross. And I ate part of it. And he was just like, if it's gross, I don't want to eat it. I had to eat it? What?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh.
Help yourself. Oh, we have to talk about our lottery winnings.
Oh.
Did Justin bring home tickets?
Oh, he brought home a ticket.
Remember, I took our Uber money and bought tickets with that.
Mm-hmm.
I won $2. I had one Powerball.
Ooh.
One. So, you know.
We had no numbers in common.
darn.
On our one line. I said, Justin, go spend $10. And he came home with one ticket. And I said, what are you doing? How was that $10?
That would have had five lines on it.
He bought one ticket.
No, it would have had two lines on it. It'd be $4.
One ticket with one line.
Oh.
I said, Justin, I said, spend $10. And he said, well, I did this. And I said, okay.
All right. Blythe bought a couple of tickets. I bought some.
Did she win anything?
Nothing. Ugh. Nothing. I won two fucking dollars.
It's not a good win to loss ratio.
No, it's not. But you know, I only buy those tickets when they're real high.
When it's $1 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had even had to wait in line. We talked the whole time I was waiting in line.
Yeah.
I went to a little drive up booth because I didn't have a bra on. And I had shorts on.
Oh, my God.
So I went out my car in shorts and no bra and a t-shirt. But I had a jacket on. It's not like the guy in the window saw me with, you know, no bra on. He saw me, but he didn't, you know.
Justin has already, like, packed away, like, half of our fall gear.
Oh, my goodness.
So, like, to get to it is a pain in the ass. And I was just like, well, I'll just wear my medium weight coat.
But you know me. I wear shorts all the time.
No.
I just, you know, in my house, I just have a t-shirt and shorts on. But that's, you know, that's because that's the way I wear it all year. Although when it does get cold, I do pull out the sweatpants.
Yeah.
And a sweatshirt. And it's going to get cold eventually, you know, come around, you know, May-ish.
Yeah.
We'll need our winter clothes.
Yeah.
But yeah, whoever won ticket in California won.
Yeah.
I hope it's a whole bunch of people.
That chipped in?
Yep, I do. I hope it's a whole bunch of people that are going to get, you know, several million dollars. That would be fun. I had it all spent. I had it all spent. But I, first off, well, you know, you only get about half of it because the government gets the first chunk. And then I would invest half of it, and then we would blow the rest. And I could blow the rest. That'd be fun to do. I had my house all remodeled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had two new cars ordered. Why I needed two, but I did. Well, I had a whole new wardrobe ordered.
Here's that really nice prison in Norway.
Oh, okay. My goodness. It's nicer than my room. You're absolutely right. Look at that dude. He even has nicer clothes on than I do. Good heavens.
So I'm going to go to Norway and then commit crime. And just go to the, you know.
Good grief. There's a shower in the room.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Ritz-Carlton of prisons.
Good grief. Yeah, that's a lot nicer than my house. Oh, well.
Yeah.
What can I say?
This one has a full kitchen.
Was that a kitchen beside that?
This is people working in a real kitchen. Not a prison kitchen, just a kitchen.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
The radical humanness of Norway's Halden prison.
Radical humanness. Interesting.
Here's people playing video games with a guard watching them.
Oh my. I don't think they get internet at... Oh my goodness. I don't think they get internet in prison.
Apparently they do. Apparently they got games and shit. Those look like PlayStation 3 remotes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, no, I don't want to go to prison, period.
Well, yeah, you're right. I don't want to.
You know, I want to get in my car whenever I want to.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even care about that. We had a lot of death this week.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. How in the heck have we forgotten about that? Yeah, I've already taken my glasses off. This was a crazy week.
Yeah.
15 people have died and one crocodile.
Jesus Christ.
Dick Capri,
Okay.
93, comedian. He had a bleeding aorta that could not be corrected.
Ooh.
Wayman Lee.
Wayman from Workaholics?
Yep. 72 from Workaholics. Yep.
He had ALS.
Yes.
Good God.
Yes. Charles Scheer, 83.
He directed
What?
Father of the Bride.
Yes, Father of the Bride. And this was one you sent me. I think you were just sending me people because they were dead. Paul Bamba?
I think he's a boxer.
Yes, a Mexican boxer at age 35. He just had a bout last week.
Oh my God.
So he must have sustained a head
Just
injury.
knocked something loose.
Yep, he must have.
Oh.
Absolutely.
'Cause 35 is too young.
Art Evans at 82, actor.
I don't know who that is.
Die Hard 2 and Fright
Oh,
Night.
yeah.
He died from complications of diabetes. Miguel Aguilar at 43. This is another one I think you just sent me because he was dead. He's a gym owner and influencer. I
Oh, a
did
fitness
not,
guy, a fitness influencer.
right, I did not recognize him, but he's got several million followers.
TMZ put it on there, so I sent it to you.
Yep, he was shot in a robbery.
God.
Yep. Ricky Anderson at 65, NLB baseball player,
Okay.
died of pneumonia.
Oh my God.
65, that's too young to die of pneumonia.
100%.
And this is one I didn't know who he was. OG Mako,
Mako. I
Mako,
don't know. He's a rock
32.
guy.
He shot himself,
Oh my
died from
gosh.
that. Greg Gumbel.
That I was surprised by that. First of all, I haven't heard that name in 30
Right,
years.
brother of Bryant Gumbel. He was mainly a sports reporter. Died at 78. Olivia Hussey, I recognize that
Oh
name.
my God, I was sad to see she died.
At 73.
She had some controversy. She was in an English production, an English movie production of Romeo and Juliet
Yep.
when she was 15. There was a nude scene,
Right.
and nobody was there to protect her.
Right. Right. Right, crazy.
And I think she had talked about this, but she was talking about it the loudest in the last 10 years. But she was in Black Christmas, one of the first slasher movies ever. She was in It. She was in Psycho 4. She played Norma Bates.
Yeah. Oh, she's in lots of movies.
She's been in a ton of stuff, but
Yeah, I knew that name right off.
the us horror kids are going to remember her from those movies.
Okay. Elfra Anderson at 78. Disco legend Lefrey.
Yeah, from Chic.
Yep. Rey Mysterio at 66. This is another one you sent me
That's a
that I thought, oh.
WWE wrestler,
Yep.
Rey Mysterio Senior.
Yes. Yeah, just 66. Another very young person.
But he's been a professional wrestler, and they get
Yep.
knocked around. There's
Yep.
probably a little CTE going on.
Right. And the Crocodile Bert
From
from the
Crocodile
movie
Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee.
For a minute, I thought Paul Hogan
You did.
died.
He is 86 and he is still kicking. 5 meter long saltwater crocodile, estimated age of 90.
Jesus.
Richard Perry, 82, music producer. He had Planet Records. Lots of famous, he did music for lots of famous people. Harry Nilsson, Carly Simon, Martha Reeves, Barbara Streisand, Ringo,
Oh, okay.
Leo Sayers, lots and lots and lots more.
Huh.
Hudson Meeks at
A
16.
young, just a baby,
He
fell
fell
out of a
out of
car.
a moving car. What the hell? Are
And
we doing that again?
I don't know. And it doesn't say that he was working on a movie. It doesn't say that he was hanging out with his friends. It just says that he fell out of a moving car.
Yep.
What? And it doesn't say, they said that they don't suspect foul play. So there was no nefarious reason that he fell out of the car. He just fell out of the car.
Interesting.
Jesus Christ. He was in a movie called Baby Driver.
Yes. Yes. And Tommy Lazzaro, age 27, he was a football player. I didn't write it down. I think he was a football player.
I think he played for CMU, Central Michigan.
Yes. That's correct.
Died in a hunting accident.
Hunting accident.
Oh, can you even?
No, but you know what? That was the first hunting accident I had heard of this year.
Really?
Because every year, several hunters are accidentally killed in accidents. They shoot themselves. They get, they don't have their orange on, and they get shot. Many, many hunters die every year.
Yeah, they fall out of their tree stands.
Yep. All kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So many dead people. Yeah, I was shocked.
And I looked online, there's a lot more, but they were people that I did not recognize, so I did not write any of them down.
Yeah.
But there were a whole lot of them this last couple of weeks.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and some, people we know of. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah. How many times have you heard La Freak by Chic?
Oh, my gosh.
A billion?
I know all the words. I could sing that right now.
I can see Nile Rodgers playing the bass right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And young and old, there's nothing. It's all young and old here.
Yeah, all over the place.
16-year-old to 93-year-old. I mean, it's just all over.
Yeah.
And to in 2024 to die from pneumonia, how does that happen?
Did you just not get care?
Yeah,
like what happened there?
Yeah, exactly. And this guy that died from complications diabetes, 82. I get that. I understand how that can happen because after you've had diabetes for a long time, it just wears you down.
Yeah.
But, pneumonia.
Yeah. Something completely treatable.
Yes. Yes, I always thought it odd that your ex-mother-in-law died from an asthma attack. I always thought that was... she was a nurse.
No.
Wasn't she a nurse?
No. She was a writer.
Okay. And she's not the only person I've known that has died from an asthma attack.
That was in the early 80s. I don't know.
I just find things like that so odd.
Knowing that you can't breathe as it is, why would you take your kids to like a rodeo, hay barn? Like, why would you do that to yourself?
Right.
Like, that's an experience they don't need to have.
Correct.
If you're not going to survive it.
Correct. I mean, it amazes me that people die from things like that. But, how many people go into a hospital and are misdiagnosed? Go to a doctor and are misdiagnosed.
Well, and I have to wonder if it was, in 80s and a woman saying, I can't breathe well.
Right.
Well,
Well, unfortunately, in 2024, that kind of still happens.
Yeah.
I remember a woman who died from COVID. No, not COVID. At COVID time, she went to the hospital to have a baby. And she was telling them that she was in difficulty, that she was in pain. And she died. And she was a doctor.
Oh, my God.
And the people that were helping her were not listening to her. That happens to women all the time.
Well, that's because the way doctors are taught are pain levels based on men's pain levels.
Right.
And also, if we're going to talk about having babies, modern gynecology is brought to us via slavery.
Right.
We don't want to think about that.
Right. Right.
Oh, the monstrosities that must have happened then.
Right.
On top of just being in a monstrous time.
Correct. There's a lot wrong with medicine right now.
So, you know, just the fact, and the difference between black and white people's pain tolerances.
Yeah.
Well, your pain tolerance is obviously higher because you're black. Fuck does that
mean? What does that mean? That is not true.
Yeah, that's not a
your
thing.
Your pain tolerance is your pain tolerance. I think that's why when I went to the hospital, when you took me to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
I think that's why they didn't rush me in, because I said my pain was pretty bad, but not a 10.
Yeah.
And it was pretty bad, but I have a huge high pain tolerance.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they let me sit out there for...
Oh, no.
4 or 5 days, I think, I waited.
It was awful. And I think that was just because they didn't have the room to put you anywhere. When we took Justin for his bee stings, we got right in, but we laid in a hallway the entire time.
Oh, geez. Okay.
We were there for 7 hours.
Ugh.
We laid in a hallway.
Yeah, well, I get it. The best time to go to an emergency room is when it's raining.
Really?
Yes. Because if you're real sick, you'll go to the hospital. But if you're not really so sick, you know, you just want to go to the hospital, you won't go in the rain.
Hmm.
That's a scientific proven thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to, just when Justin had his bee thing, I was just going to take him to Doc in a Box, you know,
yes,
urgent care. And he was just like, don't take me to the dollar store, doctor.
I think that they would have sent him directly on to the hospital. They may have even called an ambulance to take him to the hospital.
Yeah.
Because he probably should have been on oxygen.
Yeah.
Dollar store doctor.
He was half drunk and he was full of bee poison, and it was a production.
Well, the last time I went to a doc in a box was you rushed me to the hospital that evening to have emergency surgery.
Yeah.
They didn't help me there.
No.
They didn't listen that I was in extreme pain. Crazy woman.
Yeah. It all sucks.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, I think we're going to cut it short.
Yeah, short. We've been talking for about 3 days now.
We have.
We need not worry about talking. We can do that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Would you watch it again?
I would. I would absolutely watch this movie again.
It's
so stupid.
It's one of my favorites.
Yep.
Just stupid.
Just mindless.
To get us through
and if
this
you're,
hump.
If you can't laugh at something on that screen, you don't have a funny bone.
Right.
When he pulled out that little squeaky duck. Oh, my God. Oh, my.
Did you catch the name of the winery in the end?
I don't even remember now.
It was Baby Duck Winery.
Baby Duck. Yes. Yes. And it was that pee wine. Oh, my God.
It was the toilet wine.
Oh, my God.
With the industrial chemicals in it. Is that ammonia I smell? Yep.
Yes. It was funny. I would recommend this to people. I mean, and if you're offended, tough.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Yeah. So go find something funny to watch.
Yeah. End your year on a high note.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you in the new year with something.
Oh.
We have no idea what, but we'll be there.
Yeah, we will. And it'll be fun, too.
Yeah.
All right, my love.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.